focusing our efforts on the former and not wasting them on the latter. It is about practicing virtue and excellence and navigating the world to the best of our abilities while being mindful of the moral dimension of all our actions. As I explain in this book, in practice, Stoicism involves a dynamic combination of reflecting on theoretical precepts, reading inspirational texts, and engaging in meditation, mindfulness, and other spiritual exercises. One of the key tenets of Stoicism is that we ought to recognize and take seriously the difference between what we can and cannot master. This distinction, also made by some Buddhist doctrines, is often taken to indicate a tendency of Stoics to withdraw from social engagement and public life. But a closer look at both Stoic writings and, more importantly, the lives of famous Stoics will dispel this impression. Stoicism was very much a philosophy of social engagement and encouraged love for all humankind and nature as well. It is this apparently contradictory tension between the advice to focus on one's thoughts and the social dimension of Stoicism that drew me to it as a practice. I arrived at Stoicism not on my way to Damascus, but through a combination of cultural happenstance, life's vicissitudes, and deliberate philosophical choice. In retrospect, it seems